I was coming over the hill here, and just see two of the windows was in gum in this bright orange light. So I was like, that might be a fair. When I get here closer to the next door neighbor house, I heard these like these screams like. So the first thing that I tell myself, that is really a fair. So I rode the bicycle down to the track here and approached the same window now that I was hearing the screams I came from. When I do so to try to open the window was shut. So I come around the front. I went to the side door, which I didn't know that I had like louvers that you could actually try to break off and thing, right? So I actually get a couple break off trying to get my hand inside to open the door from the lock. And then a gentleman that was occupying the house with the same deceased, he came up from behind the house and he rushed to the front of the house. So he went back around the side here now from where I see the smoke and everything was coming through the window, and he had an arm up through the window. So he was telling me, man, come, we got here. So when they do so, I grab the arm to know that the smoke and the heat just come blasting through the window. From there, the heat just started coming through, and it was like there's nothing else to do from there. Because he had a little injury that, you know, about he little immobile, he can't really move up too fast and stuff like that. He could, you know, some person used to make a laugh, make a smile. So it's real tragic for real, very tragic.